It's 9:30. Do you know what time it is? It's time for the Coffee Break Chat on WICC.
And we are here at 9:30, 9:31. It's Tony, Melissa in the morning. Paul Pacelli in for Tony here. Melissa's here keeping me on the straight and narrow. And I understand we have a we have the guest of the day is standing by, Melissa. Is this true?
Yeah. Once a week, we got two Shecks on the line.
Excellent.
That's what happens.
Yay.
There she is. There's Claude. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Say hi to Paul Pacelli.
Hi, Paul Pacelli.
Hello. How, can I ask you something? What is it? Your daughter, she just has no energy. What's the problem here?
It's a problem. Half of us have it, and half of us don't.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something? I've been doing this on and off radio for 36 years now. I have never, and I'm being honest with you, Mom, I have never in 36 years, and I've worked in, you know, with some pretty talented people, have seen anybody with the level of energy that she has for 5 hours.
Oh my God. She's her mother's daughter.
Well, she told me the story about you used to make her run around the house.
Before I went to school,
Mom.
To blow
off some steam?
Before I got on the school bus.
She drove me crazy. I mean, as a kid, she was always banging and, you know, singing. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I got all the kids calm but her.
Yeah. 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 I tell you, my mom's...
And my last
the
one.
Baby. I told you about the dancer.
Like their energy. They're very much my energy. I don't stop till I drop.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And I mean... Paul loves the fact, Mom, that Dad's a huge fan of his. I'm always like, well, I know my father.
I'm so glad you're on this week. I get to talk to you.
I know, right?
Well,
that's what I said.
It's a special added bonus.
Well, Paul was going to let me do it by myself, and I said, no, my mom's going to want to talk to you, and then kind of throw it in my dad's face that now they're friends.
I want to talk to you.
Okay.
So, Mom, for cooking with Claude this week, we have, what are you making?
I'm doing a macaroni and cheese for, like, that winter... cold, end of winter cold, like comfort food.
And it feeds an army. Can I say my mom?
It feeds an army and it takes about the same amount of time, maybe a few minutes longer than doing the regular like box stuff. And it's so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom made some this past weekend, Paul.
She served
my grandmother, mm-hmm. my cousin, my sister-in-law, my brother, yeah. our two kids,
okay.
me, my husband, who eat like horses, my sister, and my father and herself. I mean, she fed an army, and there was, I mean, we housed through it. It was so filling.
They were like scraping, like, to the end.
Good.
I didn't even have to really, other than rinse the bowl.
Beautiful.
Everyone was like scraping on the end.
Nice.
And I'm like... wow, next time I'll make double. And
nice.
So how do you make it, Mom? What do you need and how do you make it?
Okay, so you could kind of like, you melt your butter, and I would say, you know, anywhere, like if you're doing a single recipe, it's like, you know, a stick and a half. If you want to double it, you know, around three sticks, but butter is the best. Butter and olive oil is all I cook with, mostly because of Matthew.
Right, my younger brother.
So, okay.
Right. So it's butter, and then you melt that, like, on the top stove, and then you have your pasta going on the other side. Boil like a macaroni. I don't really do, like, spaghetti. It's more like a macaroni. And any kind that, you know, floats your boat with the kind. I've been using penne, but you could use anything. Mm-hmm. And then you put in your flour, roughly around, you know, a cup or so. And then you add your milk.
You're adding this to what, Mom? You're adding this to the butter and everything?
Yeah. So
okay.
You're adding the butter. And when that melts, you're adding the flour, which kind of thickens it. And then you add your milk, which kind of thins it, because then you cut up your little chunks of Velveeta. So it's around a pound. Put in the Velveeta. Let that all simmer, and it becomes like a thick, oh, my God, it's like such a, it's a thick, cheesy sauce.
Oh, yes.
And when your macaroni
yes.
is done, strain it. Mix it all in together. Can you see me mixing? I'm mixing in the air.
I'm watching you mix.
All together, and then bake it. bake it till like it's top brown, like 350 for however you like it. Maybe some people don't like it top brown. We like everything top
crisp.
Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. So does
Absolutely.
Paul. Yeah.
And then it's hot. And oh my God, you just eat it right out of the bowl.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
Hard to even
nice.
Serve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't need, you know, it's funny, Mom, because Derek, I think you know Derek, my husband.
I do.
So when he makes his mac and cheese, which is also very good, that's a family recipe, but he uses like crackers on top. So he'll use like a Ritz cracker on top of his five cheese, and it's good. But what I like is, you know, if you make it the way my mom's making it, that top, that browning, it has a little crunch to it, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, and you're not adding extra carbs.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Not adding
nice.
Extra
that's
carbs.
Me. That's me.
I like
trying to do less processed, and this was great for kids. Like, I also like trying to gear, like, for parents with, you know, family and kids and, you know, that come home and only have, like, 10 minutes to make a great dinner. This is great. And there's, like, you know, plenty of leftovers unless you're feeding an army.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
know. It's good for the grandkids.
I like the crunchy top thing, too. That's always a plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Love that.
Mom, we are running out of time, but I don't know if you heard our Facebook question of the day earlier today, but I thought of you because I thought my mom.
Oh, my God, I did with you and the chips and the sandwiches and throwing everything on your fries and everything else.
Well, I thought if I ever ate this in front of you, I think you'd roll over, but. Because my mom is very health conscious. Mm-hmm. But would you ever try, Mom, the sandwich that Burger King's coming out with in New Zealand where it's got just a bunch of fries in between? Basically, it's a burger without the burger, and it's fries replacing the burger. So it's two buns with fries in the middle. A sandwich made for Dad and Matthew, basically.
Well, that's so Dad and Matthew. No, yeah. I need the meat, honey.
You need the meat?
If anything,
I'll
my mom gets rid of the bun.
On.
Yeah.
But only once because I don't usually eat fries.
Okay. All right. But and remember that, oh, by the way, they have the sandwich apparently has ketchup and mayonnaise on it, too.
No.
What did you say, Mom?
Is this Burger King?
Yeah, this is Burger King in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's great for, you know, young kids that are hungry, that don't like to eat meat, I guess.
Okay.
Or the drunks. We were saying the drunks in college.
Oh, yeah, the carbs. That's what they need to absorb all that
liquor.
Absorb
all the alcohol.
That's it. She gets it. She gets it. Well,
Hey, Mom, you do know we've been talking about the guinea pig thing, too, for the past couple, 3 days.
Of course. I told her. I had a guinea pig named Pasquale.
I told you.
Yes.
I told you.
So apparently you've got to work on your son-in-law about this guinea pig. So that's what I've been told.
Okay. If not, there's 75 Cherry Hill Road.
That's some. My mom's giving out the address. Don't ask for her Social Security because she can't give that to you.
Okay.
Mom, thank you so much.
Bye.
I'm going to see you.
I love
you
all.
I love you, too. I'll see you in like an hour.
Okay.
You bet, honey.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. That's my mom, ladies
and
germs.
All right.
Bye, honey.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.